This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Thanks to the testimony of Dr. Robert Epstein, we now know that Google tried to steal the 2016 election and that they did succeed in stealing the 2018 election. And many of those members of Congress who took over the House, the Democrats, are in fact illegitimate members of the House now because of Google's deliberate criminal altering, meddling with the U.S. election. And Dr. Epstein explained how it happened before in testimony to, I believe, the U.S. Senate. And in this testimony, he explained how simple it is. So simple. All Google has to do is show a bunch of get out the vote messages selectively to Democrats and liberals. And how does Google know who's a Democrat and who's a liberal? Well, of course, they're tracking everything you do. They know the websites you visit. They read your email. They know the search terms that you're searching for. They even know your physical location because they're tracking your location. Of course, Google is a giant spy machine, which means they can have selective get out the vote messages just to liberals in places like San Francisco or California or Indiana. Maybe it's a close election in Michigan. Google can steal the election in Michigan or any other state. And according to Dr. Epstein, in 2016, Google stole or swayed at minimum 2.6 million votes in favor of Hillary Clinton, and more likely closer to maybe 5, 8, even 10 million votes were moved by Google. Google did this deliberately, and it is a criminal action to meddle in the elections like that. This is massive election fraud carried out by Google. Now that we know this, it is time for mass arrests of Google executives, both former executives and current executives, and maybe programmers who were involved in this conspiracy as well. It's time for them to be arrested. It's time for them to be charged with the crimes that Robert Mueller charged to the so-called Russian company that he claimed interfered in the 2016 election by rigging votes for Donald Trump. Now, that was a hoax. That was BS. That was Robert Mueller faking things. But he charged them with a conspiracy to defraud the United States of America. Those were the charges that he leveled against this so-called Russian company. Well, Google actually did it, and we now know how they did it. Again, all they had to do was have get-out-the-vote messages specifically targeting Democrats while not telling conservatives to go out and vote. That's all it took on Election Day or the day before. It's so simple, so insidious, and I'm here to tell you that Google is going to do it again. Google is going to try to steal the 2020 election. This is why I have announced in advance that if any Democrat wins any race, a Senate race, a House race, or even the White House race, that that victory is illegitimate. It has been stolen through massive coordinated election fraud carried out by the criminal tech cartel known as Google, YouTube, and no doubt Facebook will be involved, and Twitter will be involved, and so on. These are the same tech giants that are now censoring, of course, all Trump supporters and conservatives to make sure that those voices are silenced in advance of the 2020 election. So these tech giants are engaged in a massive criminal conspiracy, and they need to be charged accordingly. And their operations need to be, well, taken over temporarily by the Trump administration to enforce the non-discrimination policies of speech that would allow people to speak, even if they are conservatives, Christians, or Trump supporters. So temporarily, Google needs to be taken over. Facebook needs to be taken over. Twitter needs to be taken over just to reestablish fairness and stop the discrimination. Long term, we don't want the government running these organizations. So we want private industry to run their own companies, but they have to be subjected to First Amendment protections. So there has to be auditing, there has to be oversight by the government, which is the proper role of government, not to run these corporations, but to have oversight, just to make sure there's a level playing field when it comes to elections or markets or even just culture. Has to be a level playing field. Everybody gets to speak. Even if you don't like someone's speech, even if you find them offensive, so what? Everybody gets to speak. Yes, even Alex Jones gets to speak. Or Michael Moore gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak. But what we have today is an authoritarian techno-fascist cult headed by Google, a criminal cartel that says only progressives get to speak, that conservatives don't get to share their articles or exist in the search engine. They don't get to use social media. All their videos are banned on YouTube. This is what the left believes. It's an authoritarian thought police cult that cannot compete on ideas. They can't win any legitimate debate. And frankly, they can't win a legitimate election. The only way they can win now with the radical leftists going full libtard and becoming communists and socialists and wanting to shut down the economy in the name of the Green New Deal and all these insanities, transgenderism and slicing the reproductive organs off your babies to make them gender neutral and murdering babies after they're born, coordinated Democrat infanticide. Guess what? The American people reject all that crap. They reject drag queen story hour pedophilia indoctrination for their children sponsored by Whole Foods, which is now what's happening. The American people reject it. The American people, if given a chance to vote cleanly and fairly, will vote the Democrats out of power. And that's why the left has to coordinate massive voting fraud, because they can't win on the merits of their positions, because their positions are insanity. Their positions are child abuse. Democrats' positions equal economic collapse. So they can't win on the merits of their bad ideas. They can only win by rigging every election, and they plan to rig every election from this day forward. They already rigged 2016, but the American people outvoted the rigging. So they upped the rigging, and then they won 2018 for the House, and now they've upped the rigging even more, and they plan to dominate in 2020. No one will even be aware that there is an election unless you're a Democrat. If you're a conservative using Google, you'll have no reminders to go out and vote, or, hey, this is election day. But if you're a liberal using Google, it'll be in your face. Get out and vote. Make sure you vote. You know, the country's depending on you. That's how they're going to try to steal this election. Same thing on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. This is election meddling. It's election fraud. It is a criminal conspiracy. And these tech giants need to be criminally indicted and stopped. They need to be charged with racketeering, RICO Act violations. That's what they're doing. It's time to have either federal agents or military police go in and arrest every one of these CEOs, from Sundar Pichai to Zuckerberg to Jack Dorsey over at Twitter and all the others. They need to be in prison because they have done what Robert Mueller falsely claimed the Russians did. The Russians didn't steal your democracy. The tech giants did, and they're trying to keep stealing it from this day forward. Stay informed. Read my website, techgiants.news, or just read newstarget.com. Newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams here. And also visit my YouTube alternative video free speech platform, Brighteon.com. Just like the word bright with E-O-N after it, Brighteon.com. Free speech videos for all. It's free to join, free to use. You'll love it. Thanks for your support. Take care. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.